Tom Friedman notes in his opinion piece in today's New York Times that President Trump has yet to name a science advisor. He pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord without any input from scientists. And he's proposing a budget for fiscal 2018, eliminating the Department of Energy's Innovation Lab and slashing funding for key national science and medical labs. In that context, a new Annenberg Public Policy Center study examines factors that influence public confidence in science. Joining me with more is Joe Hilgard, a former postdoctoral fellow at the Annenberg Public Policy Center. Dr. Hilgard, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
It's a pleasure to be here.
The study is entitled, Does a Scientific Breakthrough Increase Confidence in Science? Describe the parameters of the study.
Sure. So for a number of weeks throughout 2016, we were out in the field collecting nationally representative survey data of what the public feels about science, what they know about Zika. And in the course of collecting this data, we found that following the announcement of the first human vaccine trial for Zika virus in 2016, there was a brief but noticeable increase in how people felt towards science, the promise of science as something that brings us useful solutions to problems.
But what do you mean by brief?
By brief, we mean that we saw public opinion shift upwards for about 2 weeks. After those 2 weeks, it was pretty well back to where it had been previously.
And what is that normal baseline? How do you assess public confidence in science overall?
Well, so in this case, we've been asking people how they feel about science as a tool. So we asked people to indicate, do you feel that science enables us to overcome all our problems, or do you think that science creates new problems just as it solves the old one? So one is certainly more optimistic view than the other. For many people, the answer is somewhere in between. But so following this Zika vaccine announcement, more people said that science has this sort of promise that it does enable us to overcome our problems.
The study also posits the role of media in broadcasting these kinds of successes.
Yes. As a big picture sort of thing, the way the public feels about science is not an unconditional love. The public likes science insofar as science earns its keep by bringing useful ideas, useful products to the table. When science has a useful product, a useful solution like a Zika vaccine, knowledge about that advancement does seem to increase how the public feels, warm how the public feels about science. So insofar as the media makes people aware of these scientific advances, that does seem to facilitate people recognizing these advances and so feeling more warmly about science.
And the paper alludes to lesser successes, mad cow disease, Ebola, where science took a hit.
Right. So in those cases, trust in the institution took a bit of a hit because there was an initial overclaiming of how confident or how safe people were. So the UK had said that mad cow disease was no problem, and later on they had to walk that back and said, no, actually mad cow disease is probably a serious problem. And so that sort of overclaiming does erode trust in those institutions.
Is it more that, as we see in general, a diminishment in faith in all institutions, government, religion, et cetera, that it's more the organizations, whether it's the American Medical Association or the CDC or the Department of Environmental Protection, is it that the institution is held in less esteem than the science that they are representing?
So that's an interesting point. One of the things that we observed in the studies was that even when the opinion towards science warmed following the announcement of the Zika vaccine, opinion towards institutions such as the CDC or the NIH or the state government's ability to deal with the Zika outbreak were more or less unchanged. And so in this context, it appears that people evaluate science as one institution and their governing institutions as another set. So it's not that science is the NIH or science is the CDC. Science is a tool that the CDC uses. People can feel one way or the other about the CDC and how much they trust it. I think at the end of the day, people still appreciate the promise of science.
The study is not a call to action. Having said that, what do you hope a recipient of this information would ponder or perhaps do?
Well, I see three main takeaways from the paper, the first being that trust in science as a way of knowing remains high. People still feel warmly about the promise of science. Second, I think we need to remember that the relationship science has with society is not one of unconditional love. It is a what have you done for me lately sort of relationship. So science cannot coast on its victories in the moon race, for example. Science needs to continue to bring new and useful things to the public. And finally, not every scientific advancement will be universally accepted. Some scientific knowledge or scientific products will conflict with people's values. In the case of the Zika vaccine, again, we think that there is less conflict with values. There is more upshot and less downside. And so this is one of those products that I think people feel warmly about. They see great promise in this.
Doctor, is it that individuals' perceptions and feelings about science change over the course of their lifetime, or is it a cohort that grows and shrinks that values science?
So I'm reminded of research done by one of my colleagues at Yale University, Dr. Dan Kahan, and he studies these same questions with an eye towards climate change. It was often assumed that the more somebody knows about climate change, the more inclined they would be to agree with the majority of scientists that climate change is a real phenomenon. What Kahan has found is that the more people know, the more lay people know about climate change, the better they are able to support their political beliefs when coming up with an opinion about climate change. So among those who know very little about climate change, liberals and conservatives don't look so different. Among those who know a lot about climate change, conservatives are more confident that climate change is not real. Liberals are much more confident that it is real. So it's not just that teaching people about scientific advances gets them to fall in line with the scientific argument. People are bringing their values to the table, and they inspect the evidence through the lens of those values.
And perhaps it's a little bit more nuanced even than real or not real. It's just how substantial a factor
How substantial, what should be attributed to it, what should we do about it? We spend an awful lot of time arguing about the science of climate change, but very little time talking about effective policies, policies that can secure broad public support across party lines.
Dr. Hilgard, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight to shed light.
Thank you very much.
Joe Hilgard, a former postdoctoral fellow at the Annenberg Public Policy Center. The study is entitled, Does a Scientific Breakthrough Increase Confidence in Science? We'll have a link to that report and more of our conversation at newsworks.org.